From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. We're going to take a moment now to remember Andre Cassagne. He was the inventor behind a classic children's toy.
Etch-a-Sketch, a magical drawing toy.
As many of you will remember, the Etch-a-Sketch is basically a screen with two knobs that draw vertical and horizontal lines. Give the toy a few shakes, and the lines disappear. Andre Cassagne died January 16th in a Paris suburb. He was 86.
By trade, Cassagne was a French electrical technician. In the 1950s, he was inspired to create the Etch-a-Sketch while working at a factory, playing around with a pencil and a sheet covered with aluminum powder.
So being an inventor, that sort of stimulated his creative thinking process.
That's Bill Kilgallen, chairman of the Ohio Art Company, which manufactures the Etch-a-Sketch.
He thought for probably a year or so trying to think of how could he monetize this idea that he had.
Cassagne was inspired by the television, even calling his prototype the magic screen. His invention debuted at a toy fair in Germany in 1959, and 1 year later, the Etch-a-Sketch, as we know it today, was released on the market. Since then, more than 100 million have been sold.
The Etch-a-Sketch even made a memorable cameo on the campaign trail last year. Back in March, presidential candidate Mitt Romney's senior advisor, Eric Fernstrom, made this high-profile gaffe on CNN.
Well, I think you hit a reset button for the fall campaign. Everything changes. It's almost like an Etch-a-Sketch. You can kind of shake it up and we start all over again.
It wasn't a great move for Fernstrom or Romney, but the comment did cause Ohio Art's stock price to spike, nearly doubling for a time.
As for Etch-a-Sketch's creator, Andre Cassagne, the magic screen never really made him a rich man. But today we remember him for a toy so classic, it shook the world in more ways than one.